morning, sugar.
All right, it's the Playhouse, Y-94-0, Jamie, Amy K, commercial free, currently with Mance Automotive Service Center. So we have not done this in far, far too long. So let me kind of refresh you on how it works. We call this Bless Your Heart.
How sweet to be an idiot. How sweet.
Now, the concept of staring at somebody and just being like, oh, bless your heart, is really a nice, kind, I think rooted in like Southern roots primarily, way of looking at somebody basically being like, wow, you dumb, without calling them. So you don't want to be mean to them. You're just like, oh, bless your heart. And a bless your heart moment is just that situation where you or somebody else said or did something that was just really off the mark, just incorrect. Like there was a story earlier in the week, or I suppose it was last week. Today's Tuesday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've been last week. And it kind of was funny, but a woman went into, I want to say it's Florida because they all come out of Florida, but she stormed into a fast food place and she was all ticked off because she ordered a hamburger with cheese. And she was mad when she looked in her bag, her fast food bag, and she saw her french fries in there, whatever else she ordered. But the sandwich that was in there was wrapped in a wrapper that said cheeseburger on it instead of hamburger. And she said, I didn't order cheeseburger. I ordered a hamburger with cheese, and did not realize the stupid thing that she had just said.
How sweet to be an idiot. How sweet.
That would be a perfect bless your heart moment. Jamie, have you ever experienced yourself or watched in somebody else a bless your heart moment?
Yeah. One of my husband's coworkers said to me, they're like, oh, so you're from Canada too? And I said, yeah, I'm from Canada. And they said, you know, I didn't realize that the United States took refugees from Canada, but I'm so happy that we do. So it got to be pretty bad over there. And I'm thinking, where do you think I'm from and what goes on over there?
What exactly do they think that Canada looks like?
That we had to flee from. I don't know. I think she thought it was like a war-torn country. It's not at all.
Did you let her believe it? Did you correct her and be like, oh, we came down here to work here and live here?
I think she could tell right away that I was so confused. She must have known. She must have known. It's just, what a stupid thing to say.
I am glad we could provide you refuge, though. That was nice of
yeah.
us.
Yeah, very nice. It was a tough place.
As a society. Amy Kay, you ever experienced a bless your heart moment?
I feel like I go through so many. I say some of the dumbest things sometimes. But one day, Stephen and I, we each had a small pizza, and we each ate half of it. So we needed a box. And so I said, do you think two half small pizzas could fit in one small pizza box? And he was like, you understand that if you put half and half, it's going to combine to one whole small pizza. Yes, it could fit in a small box.
Yeah, that's a special moment right there. That is a good
bless your heart
moment.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, what would we... I said, well, look how much we have. We'll probably need two boxes. And I was like, or do you think it could fit into one? And they just looked at me.
This is how you know, though, you are in a perfect relationship, because I think that one of the many ingredients to a good relationship, and it can rotate who it is, but you have to have the person who is doing the bless your heart moment and then the person that's able to like course correct that person. And if you're in a really good relationship, that alternates so one person doesn't always feel stupid. That would be good. Like the reason that Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey didn't work out, she was all bless your heart moment. He was all course correction. You got to have a little of both on each side, mm-hmm. or else it's not going to work. Your bless your heart moment. You ever experienced one of these or watch one? 237, it's text 35270. 731, commercial free on the Playhouse with Maroon 5. Beautiful mistakes.
It's beautiful mistakes.
Hey, it's Playhouse. Y-94 in the middle of bless your heart. You ever experienced one of these? You're a nurse, so it sounds like you can get a few in your day, huh?
A patient that thought the proper way to use an inhaler was to spray it on her neck, you know, like perfume. And she would say, my asthma just isn't getting any better. Oh, honey, bless your heart.
I feel like in the medical field, you would have a lot of those, like daily.
Oh, trust me, you just don't even know.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Are you seeing some texts? Bless your hearts.
Somebody said, my wife of 7 years just realized that my grandpa was my grandpa. For some reason, she just always thought he was just a friend of our families. I called him Phil for short because he was Grandpa Phil. And as I got older, just called him Phil. He's an old man. I have no idea how she did not know he was my grandpa. Somebody else said, I was driving with my sons the other day. and we were going to the bar. They wanted to go out and play. And I said, no, we have to go home and change first. They were coming from school and they were in their dress clothes. So we went home to change and they decided to just wear the exact same clothes that they wore to school. So they did not understand the concept of changing to go to the park out of their dress clothes. They just changed into dress clothes.
All right. Bless your heart. You ever been there before?
Oh, my gosh. My mom had a bless your heart moment when she was on like a landline phone the other day. And she was looking at me and she asked me in complete seriousness, honey, how do I send a text message on this thing?
Yeah, it's a landline phone. That's not going to work. You can text a landline. Don't they do text a landline? But I don't know. Can they respond?
I don't think you could respond.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Can you text a landline?
Yeah, I feel like most phones will let you do that now. Like the newer phones that people don't really have, but some people do, like cordless ones and stuff, you can text a landline.
I know that it can only because, so even though we say, I want to say 500 times every episode of The Playhouse, hey, give us a call at 237, it's our text, 35270. Every once in a while, somebody's like, all right, I'm going to text 237 hits for 194. And then we get a robot on the phone that's like, your text to landline message from Verizon customer 701, beep, beep, beep. Ha ha, that was funny. Can I request Bruno Mars? And so that I know that you can text a landline for that reason. But then I always hang up before it asks me if I want to respond because I'm like, oh, this robot again.
My grandma uses it all the time.
Does she text you from her landline?
Yeah, and they actually got it for her. So, you know, like the thing that's like, I've fallen and I can't get up. That new technology.
Life alert.
Yeah. The new technology that she has is like through her phone. So you can text.
Has she fallen and been unable to get up?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd get those messages. I wouldn't be able to do much.
It's true. You'd have to drive all the way to Canada, I suppose.
Yeah.
As soon as I had asked it, I regretted asking because really what were we going to say? Yes. And then it was going to be really, here's Halsey. So your bless your heart experiences. 237, it's text 35270. There it is again. Now you can text our actual number, I'm sure.
When I was young, I fell in love with you still. She used to meet me on the east side in the city with a sun on set.
Talking about those bless your heart experiences in the 194 Playhouse where either you or somebody else said or did something was like, oh, just bless your heart. Hello.
I took my car in last week because my brother told me that I was out of light fluid in my back light. When I got to the mechanic shop, they all laughed at me. It took me a solid 10 minutes to realize my brother was playing some sick joke on me.
Boy, like the blinker fluid or light fluid, that's an old joke. I'm shocked that you managed to get busted on that one, to be honest with you. Not to make you feel worse.
I was like a long time ago, I worked at this radio station. We were giving away a car and we had to go. They were like, oh, Jamie, can you go take the car? And they have to like replace the fluid in the vehicle. So I'm thinking like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, what's the fluid for? Like, what do I need? And they're like, oh, what it is, it's a fluid that keeps the vehicle nice and cool. So I thought that there was a fluid that goes inside, like the inside of the vehicle, and it just like pumped cold water around the vehicle. And then that's how the air conditioning got in.
That, I mean, did they correct you? Did they help you walk you through that line of thinking?
No, they let me take it there thinking that.
Yeah.
And then the guys there were so confused. And then I thought like in the doors, you know what I'm talking about? That there's like these pipes that cold water goes through and then that's how it gets cool inside the car. You know what I'm talking about? I'm looking at Amy because I'm hoping
listen,
yeah, I thought that too.
I know nothing about cars. I went to a Matt's Automotive women's like learn about car clinic thingy class. When I thought they rotate your tires, I thought they just like would take it off and then flip it, kind of.
That is what they do.
I thought they move it.
Is that what they do? They rotate your tires?
Can you say that one more time?
Okay. So like, let's say this.
I want to make sure I'm following what you're saying.
This is the tire and this is the logo that's sticking out.
Yes.
I thought then they just go like this.
Okay.
And
so
turn
you
it.
Thought the
I
outside.
I thought they turn it.
When in fact it moves to a different spot on the vehicle.
It goes to a different location.
Yeah. No, I knew that.
I didn't know that. I thought, oh, because when they say you rotate your tires, I said, so you guys just take it off and then just turn it. And so now the part that was facing in the vehicle is now on the outside. And they looked at me, but they were very nice. And they said, no, Amy, We actually move it to different locations on the car, so everywhere is kind of getting...
You know what, though? I mean, it probably validated for them that there was people that could utilize those classes, like the intro to the cars kind of things, because that's one of those ones where you're probably the first person to ever say that to them.
Also, did you guys not think that winter tires had, like, spikes on them?
Someone told me they had chains when I moved here that I needed... chains on my tires.
I was always so scared because my mom would be like, you have to get your winter tires changed. You can't drive it in the summertime. It'll wreck them. And so I thought there were spikes on my winter tires that if I drove not on snow, that they would wear down. And
so in your mind, you were coming here with like a Mad Max monster truck, just this like apocalyptic, almost like demon vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's not really how it played out for you at all. Where you see some texted bless your heart moments.
Yeah, somebody said, my six-year-old brother got an iPad for his birthday. He was on it all the time. Well, it died, and he started crying. He was so upset. He thought that when it died for good, and he could no longer play with it. Somebody else said, my wife signed us up for every streaming service, literally every single one available. She thought that they were free trials for the year. We ended up having to pay so much money, especially because lots of those streaming services don't even allow a month's trial. We got our first bill, and I was so confused why we ended up spending almost $200 on streaming services.
Oh, no.
Most of them you would think, well, maybe they're not free anymore because they have all those shows that they want you to watch.
They should
in right away.
Extend. Mm-hmm. Instead of like a week of free trial, they should give you a longer time.
So the Paramount Plus, there you can do a month free there.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, you can do a month free. You just got to set your timer to, you know, deuce it if you don't want to keep it.
We tried HBO Max, and you know what they did? They start one episode of a show, and to watch a second episode of the show, you have to buy it.
So you
really?
Yeah.
It's not a trial.
So it's a trial for one episode of the show. Well, you can watch any show one time. But if you want to see the next episode.
Sneaky pants.
Yeah. Somebody texted in. My coworker thought her phone could tell the temperature inside. She showed us just the temperature filter on her Snapchat.
There you go. Bless your heart. Hello.
Yes. Actually, my brother, who is an adult, the other day was like, do you think that Mustangs were named after mustard?
What does either the car or the horse, what does either have to do with mustard?
Maybe it was a yellow car.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, see, now you're talking. That's probably the reason. I think that makes a lot of sense. The almost impossible question of the day with Amy K for some Star Fireworks gift cards in a couple of minutes on the show. 810, the secret sound as well.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
You're in the Playhouse on Y94. Where we all
belong. Y94.